The West Virginia Senate is set to put a long-sweeping and controversial education reform measure to a vote today. Yesterday, the upper chamber considered amendments to Senate Bill 1039, which has been touted by Senate President Mitch Carmichael as the Student Success Act. Senior reporter Dave Mistich joins us now to discuss the measure, what changes have been made to the bill, and what is expected moving forward. Thanks for being here, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Teresa.
So President Carmichael hoped to suspend rules this weekend to get Senate Bill 1039 introduced and up for an immediate vote. But what didn't happen? Instead, the measure was on second reading yesterday. That's the amendment stage. There was one very significant change. Tell us about that.
Sure. So Republican Senator Charles Trump proposed an amendment that makes going on strike grounds for terminating a teacher. And if a teacher continues to be employed, it will allow for the withholding of their pay for the days missed for not going to work. Additionally, Trump's amendment would prevent counties from holding extracurricular activities on days when a strike takes place. And in the amendment, as well as during a speech on the floor, Trump cited a 1990 state Supreme Court case from Jefferson County, which came as a result of a teacher strike that year. The court found that public employees have no right to a strike. We'll take a listen to him speaking on the Senate floor about that amendment.
Part of the problem that we have to address, I think we have to address, I hope this body will address, is the way county boards of education enabled work stoppages or strikes in the last 2 years. Unlike what the Jefferson County Board of Education did in 1990 and said, no, tomorrow's a school day. We're having school.
And Teresa, Trump's amendment was adopted on a 17-14 roll call vote. It was essentially party line, but with Republican Bill Hamilton joining Democrats to oppose the measure. I should note there were two Republicans and one Democrat absent yesterday.
But as to be expected, there was some debate on the floor about this amendment that would set into code a ban on a strike. Tell us a bit about what the Democrats had to say about it all.
Sure. So a few Democrats got up on the floor and spoke against Trump's amendment. They called it retaliation for public educators in the state going on strike twice since the beginning of last year. Senator Mike Woeful of Cabell County, he questioned the right of to a thorough and efficient system of public education, as is guaranteed by the West Virginia Constitution, is balanced with the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment right to assemble, petition the government for a redress of grievances, you know, all those things that teachers have been doing when they show up to the Capitol to strike. But as I said, the amendment would create some consequences for teachers going on strike, and it did pass.
As you've reported, there were some other amendments that were offered. Give us a quick rundown of what they were and where they landed.
The Senate adopted three other changes to Senate Bill 1039. Those proposals all offered by Republicans. One amendment offered by Senator Ryan Weld removed the ability for public higher education institutions to authorize a charter school. Senator Eric Tarr proposed an amendment that would allow county school boards to establish a fund from surpluses that special needs students could use outside of the public school setting. And there was a technical amendment offered by Senator Patricia Rucker that linked up language between this bill, Senate Bill 1039, and Senate Bill 1, which provides that last dollar in grant program for CTCs and was passed earlier this year. All those changes adopted on a voice vote. Another amendment I should point out offered by Senator Bill Hamilton, he's the Republican who sides with Democrats on education issues, would have put a final decision on charter school authorizations in the hands of county voters through a referendum. His amendment, it actually failed on a voice vote.
Also Sunday, Governor Jim Justice met with Senate Republicans and Democrats separately. How did that go over, and what did the governor and lawmakers say about those meetings?
So all of this was very impromptu. It was clear from senators from both parties they didn't expect the governor to be there and meet with them. And speaking to reporters following those meetings, Justice touted all the things his administration has accomplished. When turning to education, he noted some of the issues that public educators have had problems with. Of course, the big one, charter schools. The other one being this issue of seniority and how layoffs would be considered under the bill. Specifically, though, Justice said he is opposed to the stopping of extracurricular activities during a strike. We all know he coaches high school girls basketball in his home county down in Greenbrier. So that's not much of a surprise there. But generally, though, he expressed unhappiness with how this session has progressed.
I think you have parties that are dug in, and I'm not going to be critical or or a proponent of either side in this conversation. I think you've got parties that are absolutely dug in. The why, I can't answer. I can't really answer the why. But I can tell you that to me, it's a shame. It's a crying, pitiful shame.
So Senate President Mitch Carmichael said his caucus had a very short meeting with the governor. He said it was only about 8 to 10 minutes. I asked Carmichael what he thought about Justice's opposition to the taking away of extracurricular activities during a strike.
He did mention that to us, and I believe that is the wrong policy. That I think Senator Tugobo is 100% right. What message did that send when one can forego academics and training in your education classes and yet go participate in extracurricular activities? That is the wrong message to send. And if the soundbite for me that has been told to me is, if you can't work, you can't play.
So Senate Minority Leader Roman Prezioso, he's the leading Democrat in the upper chamber. He described his group's meeting with the governor as unexpected and also unusual.
Our caucus has never refused talking to the governor. You know, he's welcome in our caucus at any time. We told him we wish he'd show up more and talk to us and try to take charge of this situation. So he came to us and told us of all the good things that are happening in West Virginia and all the goodness he wants for education. And he hoped that this session would stop. He said that, you know, let's put the brakes on. We don't want the same thing to happen during the regular session. And you know, our caucus agreed with it.
So in wrapping up, the special session isn't coming to a stop at all. In fact, the Senate will put their latest omnibus bill up for a vote today. The Education Savings Account bill will be on the amendment stage. Where is all this heading?
So Carmichael's Student Success Act, that's Senate Bill 1039, like you said, will be up for a vote today. I think it's fair to say it's expected to pass, but mostly along party lines and probably just barely. The Education Savings Accounts Bill, which is Senate Bill 1040, that'll be on the amendment stage. We do know that most Senate Republicans have been behind Carmichael on this proposal as well, so it's likely to get through the upper chamber in a similar fashion when it does go to a vote. But all this is going to go on pause, at least for some time, after the Senate wraps up in the next day or two. The House of Delegates, and we have to remember that's the chamber where some of these proposals were too controversial during the regular session and ultimately failed in the first omnibus bill, that's Senate Bill 451. They still have to have their turn with all of this that comes over from the Senate. The House, though, is not scheduled to come back until June 17th. So we will all have to wait and see once that happens, I guess. So.
All right, Dave, that does it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was West Virginia Public Broadcasting senior reporter Dave Mistich giving a recap on the legislature's special session on education. For more on that story, visit us online at wvpublic.org.